Today's daf from the Sechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Beit, and we've been continuing our exploration of the dinim of the various ways in which a person could be chayav for being Oved Avodah Zarah, the difference between being mekabel ve'aloha, the difference between the types of avodot that are nogea t'hishtachavoya, which include things you would think like gifuf, nishuk, bechabit befonav, rovit, merabits befonav, and so on. And the other avedas, which are zivech, kiter, nisech, we're over there, there's a chayav misa, and it's not exactly clear how we know which one was which. We said that we weren't sure whether we should be a look at the Dovah Shahaya Bechlau V'yotzim and Aklau in terms of Ishtachavoya or in terms of Zibuach. So yesterday we spoke about the difference between what would we do with Zibuach between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and we figured out why we wouldn't want to use Ishtachavoya as the Yotzim and Aklau. Today we find that Rabbi Zakkai on the top of Samach Beis, we find that Rabbi Zakkai gave a pshat in a brayta, and Rabbi Yochanan felt that this brayta was a mistake. Tani Rabbi Zakkai kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. If you do any one of the four, and you actually do all of them at the same time, meaning without realizing that this was usher in between, so that you didn't get a separate hasra for each one of these things, you didn't get a knowledge in between that this was an Avodah Zarah, so it was called a Helem Echad. So it was one entire period, because remember that Yediot are Michalkot. This is a very important Gavi Din. Yediot Michalkot means that if you find out you did something wrong after doing it, and then you do another element of it wrong, or to do the same thing wrong, each one of those acts is considered to be a different Chiyav Chatas. The Helem Echad means that there was no Yediya to be Mechalek, and therefore, even if you did the separate dinim of how it is to be Oved in Avodah Zarah, so you did Shechita, and you did Haktor on a Mizbeach, and you did Srikas Adam, and you poured out the wine, and you bowed down to it, you do all these different things, you would still only be Chayev one. Now remember that this is very similar to another concept that we have, and this is exactly what the Gemara is going to look into, which is Chilul Shabbos. In Chilul Shabbos, we have 39 melachas, and we learn out that there's lechalek. Lechalek means that if you do each one of those melachas, each one of those is mechayev on its own. You don't need to do all of the melachas to be mechal Shabbos, and if you do more than one, then each one of them would be mechayev you a separate chatas, if the mistake was in not realizing that this malacha was asura. If the mistake was in not realizing that today is Shabbos, then there was only one mistake, which was about Shabbos. Now, there too, we have different malachas and an overall isser of Shabbos. Here, we have different modalities of Aveda, Zivuach, Haktora, Nisuch, Ishtachavoya, and we have one isser. Just like by Shabbos, we have one Isser of not to be Mechal Shabbos, and here we have one Isser of Lota of Den. And yet, Rabbi Zakkai says that here in Avodah Zarah, you would only be Chayev one Chatas if you did every single one of these Avodas. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, you know, there's a bunch of birds outside. You can go outside and teach this to the birds. Thank you very much. Pok Tani Levra. Go outside and teach it. Amar Baba, now wait a minute. What, like, what's so bad about what Rabbi Zakkai says that Rabbi Yochanan should tell him to go teach it to the birds? Amar Baba, the truth is that Rabbi Zakkai, I understand why you might not agree with Rabbi Zakkai, because it's a machlokas tanoim, but the truth is that what he says makes perfectly good sense according to one of the Tanoim, because Hadi Omer Rabbi Zakkai seems to be a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson. Now, this is the famous, one of the most famous machlokas in all of the Torah, when we have what appears to be an unnecessary pasuk. On the one hand, lo ta'aseh ko malacha. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do any of the Lama Tes Belochas on Shabbos. And then for some reason, when it comes to the Binyan HaMishkan, it says, Lo Tevaru Eish B'chomo Shvatechem B'yom HaShabbat. Now, since Eish is one of the Melochas, why was it necessary to tell us Lo Tevaru Eish? This is a major machlokas, as we know, between Rabbi Yossi and between Rabbi Nosson. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that the Torah mentions one of these things separately teaches us that you would be chayev on any one of these things individually. And that would be a classic, davar hayatza min haklal, lelamed al haklal kulo yatza, correct? It's what we've been talking about for the past couple of days. So if you're chayev just for making a fire on Shabbos, then you would be chayev just for doing birur borer on Shabbos, or doing trina on Shabbos, or harkada on Shabbos, right? And in that case, the same thing should be true over here. If the Torah told us not to be mishtachaveh, after telling us lota of deim, teaches us the same thing. You're chayev on ishtachavoya alone. You see how this relates directly to what we were talking about yesterday, which is what is the dover shiyotza min haklal, lo lelamed al atzmo yatza, lo lelamed al haklal kulo yatza. As we said, that wasn't ishtachavoya. But when it comes to the din of lechalek, Reb Yossi would probably have said the same thing over here that he says by Shabbos, and that you would be chayav on everyone. Now, for Reb Yochanan holds like Reb Yossi, I understand why he was irritated, but, I mean, Reb Nosson says that the reason that the Torah specifies bedafka havara is to teach me that, you know what? You would have thought that it was usher to light a fire on Shabbos because of the fact that I told you lo taseh chomalacha, right? I'll bet that's what you were thinking. Ah, therefore, I'm coming to tell you, lo tevaru eish, that the only iser is not the melacha Shabbos, which is a chiev of a korban chatas and kores, but rather it's only a chiev of a lav. And therefore, you'd be chayim malkas, but there would be no chatas because there's no kores on it, and it's not like the other melachas. That's what Rabbi Nosson says. So I understand that if that's the case, so then the thing, same thing would be true over here. Liman diyama havar lelav yatza. If you hold like Rabbi Nosson, so then the fact that the Torah mentions specifically hishtachavoya, and we're going to see tomorrow that there's really three separate mentions in the Torah of hishtachavoya. And we're learning out from one of them that hishtachavoya, if it's the derech aveda, is usher. From one of them, we learn out even if it's not the derech aveda, it's usher. And from one of them, we're learning, lechora, that you would be chayev just on hishtachavoya. You don't have to do anything else. In which case, it would be lechalek yatzat. It would be teaching me that all of the melachas of the avedas of Avodah Zarah, similar to the melachas on Shabbos, you're chayev individually for separate chattas for each one. So I understand that if you refuse to acknowledge that that is an option when it comes to Shabbos, and you understand that if the Torah mentions Havara, it's not to teach me lechalek, it's only to teach me that Havara is merely a lav. So then we would say the same thing is true over here. The third mention of Ishtachavoya is to teach me that even though the other Avedas of Avodah Zarah, if you do them, you're chayev, kores, if you do it b'shogeg, and if you're chayev a katas, the special case of ishtachavoya, which is not one of the avedas in the Beis HaMikdash over there, you would be chayev only a lav. So it would be the same achlokas. So le'man diyoma havar l'lav yatza, so then ishtachavoya is nami l'lav yatza. Okay. But on the other hand, if you would say that Havara by Shabbos is to teach me your chayim on each melacha separately, the same thing should be true that Ishtachavoya by Avodas Kechavim teaches me that your chayim on each one of the ways to worship Avodah Zarah, each one is chayim separately. So it should be Ishtachavoya lechalek yatza. So if that's the case, then why in the world would Rabbi Yochanan throw Rabbi Zakkai out and say, get out of here, teach it to the birds? That's not something that we hold of at all. I mean, just because he holds like a mandioma that doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's psak? That doesn't make sense to me. What he said definitely does make sense. At least if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, it would make perfectly good sense. Matkifla Rabbi Yosef. Now, wait a minute. That doesn't necessarily follow. Excuse me. You're trying to explain that Rabbi Zakkai was right, and Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have thrown him out. And even if he's wrong, he's right, because at least Alibid Rabbi Yossi, that would be true. But I don't think that's true, says Rabbi Yosef, because you know what? Rabbi Yossi said by Shabbos that Havara L'Lav Yatzat. But you know why he said that? That's only by Shabbos that he would have said that. And that's because the Nafkele Chiluk Milachot Miachat Mihena. He has a different mocker for the din of Lechalik Yotzas. He doesn't disagree about Lechalik. He just says, you know how I know that you're chayav on each melacha separately? Not from the fact that the Torah repeats the iser of lighting a fire on Shabbos. I know it from the pasuk of Me'achas Mihena. And let me review with you once again that limud, which we've had many times before. And here is the braisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, since the Torah, when it talks about nefesh gitecheta bishkaga, mikol mitzvot Hashem, asher lo te'asena, the asa me'achat, me'hena. Wait a minute. This is an introduction to the dinim of bringing a korban chatas. It's a general introduction, right? Not referring only to Shabbos, but it says over there, if you do from one, from all, what? What do you mean from one, from all? What is that supposed to mean? Obviously, the me'achas, me'ena, doesn't seem to make sense. So all it needed to say is, v'yasa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena, right? And instead it says, v'yasa me'achas me'ena. What does that mean? I'll tell you, says Rabbi Yossi. It means that you're supposed to understand each one of these words, first of all, on its own, asa achat, or asa hena, or asa me'achat, or asa me'hena, or you could also read it, asa achat me'hena, or the hena in the achat. So here's the different drushes. So therefore, we darshan it like this. Achat, you'd be chayav achatas, if you do one, me'achat, which we'll explain all of this in a minute, you'd be chayav achatas even if you do hena, you do all of those, me'hena, which I'll explain. You would be chayav achatas if you do one that is the equivalent of hena, and you would be chayav achatas by doing many things, which would still be one thing. Whoa, that sounds like a Zen kind of idea, all right? So what does that mean? All right, so let me explain each one to you very simply. Let's take a case of Chilul Shabbos. A guy wants to write a letter to his friend Shimon on Shabbos. So he starts to write Shim. If he writes Shimon, okay, so then he did a melacha because he did what he wanted to do. He wanted to write the name Shimon, and he wrote the word Shimon. But suppose as he's writing Shim, he suddenly remembers, oh my gosh, I'm not allowed to write on Shabbos. And he only writes Shim. Now what's the din over there? So here's the case. Achas would mean you wrote the whole name Shimon. Me'achas would mean you finished the first two letters of Shimon and you wrote Shame. Ah, but Shame is coincidentally a shame, isn't it? Remember, Noach's son was called Shame. So that means you wanted to write a name, and you did write a name. You actually wrote name. So that would be a kiyum of your thinking. So, but it would not be the only thing. It would be part of it. So it's me'achat. So now I've explained to you achat me'achat. Now, the next one, hena. Hena would mean any of the avot. Mehena would be anything that could be a derivation of those avot. That would include the toladot. Then we also have an achat shehi hena. So what would that mean? It means that you're being over on one Isser in the Torah, but in many different ways. So what would that be? That would be, you know that today is Shabbos, and you don't know that Borer is Usser, or you don't know that Harkoda is Usser, or you don't know that Kiboy is Usser. Whatever. You do Harisha and Zariah and the whole business without knowing that they're Usser. And that comes to tell me that if you do one Isser by doing all of those things, that then you would be mechuyev for each one of those things separately. And therefore, it's mehena ahena, even though it's only an achas in terms of lotas and melacha. Okay, now this is chiluk melachas, right? It means I know chiluk melachas right here, from here. But let's complete the drasha. It also would be a case where you could do hena and only be chayev once. What would that be? You thought that it's Sunday, and it's really Shabbos. So you wake up in the morning on Shabbos, confused, and you think that it's Sunday, and now you go and you do all these different melachas. So then you would only be chayev one, because there was only one shigaga. You did not remember that it was Shabbos. Fine. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi learns out from this pasuk, me'achas, Mehena, that if you do many, many different melachas, each one of them being separately forgotten, you would be chayev separate chataot. That is the limit of chiluk melachas. Okay. Do you agree with me, says Rabbi Yosef? Fine. So obviously, if that's where Rabbi Yossi himself learnt out the din of chiluk melachas, then how in the heck was he supposed to say that the reason that the Torah said lo tavaru eish b'chol moshvotechem was in order to teach me that you would be chayev on havara alone because it's a yotze min hakla? I know that already. I know that din from achas miyena all over the Torah. So what are you telling me? Obviously, it must have been coming for something else. What is that? That was to tell me that it's only a lav. But when it comes to here, Aval Hacha, when it comes to Avodah Zorah, does he have another source to tell me that there's Chiluk Avodah Ispe Avodah Zorah? No. So what makes you think in a million years that he wouldn't have been Ma'adif to learn Ishtach Avoya to tell me Chiluk Avodah Ispe Avodah Zorah? And instead he would say, it's Yotze L'lav. It's a ridiculous argument. Therefore, you're completely wrong. It makes perfectly good sense where he has no other place to learn chiluk melachas to kuli alma yishtachava lechalek yotza. Everybody would agree that you certainly are chayav on each one separately. And that's why Reb Yochanan told Reb Zakkai, go out and teach it to the birds. It's because Reb Zakkai was thinking like you. You should go teach it to the birds. It makes no sense. There's no comparison between learning Havor L'Lav Yotzas and claiming that I would also say Hishtach Havor L'Lav Yotzas. It's nonsense. So it makes perfectly good sense to say what Rabbi Yochanan said. Fine. Now, question is, why do you say that when it comes to Avodah Zorah, that we don't have a pasuk to teach me Chiluk Malachas, you know? You just got me thinking. If this is a generic description of Korban Chatas, right? This is talking about Me'achas Mi'ena Mikol Mitzvot Hashem. Last I heard, Avodah Zorah is one of the Mitzvot Hashem, right? Okay, so why don't we apply the same pasuk directly to Avodah Kochavim that we apply it to Shabbos? What in the world is going on over here? Why would we need a different pasuk to tell me Chiluk Avodah by Avodah Zorah if the pasuk could be referring directly to Avodah Zorah? Look, let me explain to you how I would learn it. Chiluk Melachos to Avodah Kochavim, I could learn Nami from this pasuk, okay? Typically, me Achas Mehena. Let me go through. Let me take, I will simply transform the brisa that you said, and you used it all in terms of Shabbos. So I will use that same brisa, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to paraphrase it, and I'm going to show you how it makes perfectly sense to say the same brisa in terms of Avodah Zorah. So here I go. Achas mihena. Okay. Achas would mean you wanted to do shchita on an Avodah Zorah carbon. You did. So you're chayev on achas. What is me'achas? You started doing shechita, and instead of completing the entire shechita, which means that you would have to shecht both the kana and the veshet, you'd have to shecht the esophagus and the trachea, and you stopped after shechting only one, me'achas. That would also be usur. Why? In the same way that shame out of Shimon is a concept of a name, shechting one of the two simanim is also a shechita. Not here. Well, I mean, Shimon isn't shame either. Not here, but somewhere where shame. Same thing is true over here. Somewhere the shechita of one simon is considered to be a shechita. Where's that? The chatas ha'of. Chatas ha'of is only shechted in one simon. So there you go. Me'achas would be only one simon. Hena. So hena would mean the avais, which are zibuach, kitur, nisuch, hishtachavoya. So in the same way that there's 39 avais by Shabbos, there's 4 avais when it comes to avodah zarah. Mehena would be toladot. What are toladot? I'll give you an example of toladot. Let's say you have an avodah zarah where the norm in how this avodah zarah is worshipped is by juggling with sticks in front of the avodah zarah. Fine. You take a stick and you break the stick into splinters, into pieces, in front of this avodah zarah. Then that would be the equivalent of shechting in front of that avodah zarah, because that avodah zarah sees its relationship to life through sticks. Okay, so breaking a stick apart would be shover makel ifaneh, would be a tolda of shechita. And then I'll go to the next of it. Achas shihena. What's that talking about? That's talking about that you did achas, meaning you were zodan in avodas kechavim. You knew that you're not allowed to believe in avodas zara. But you didn't know that particularly zrikas dam is considered to be avodas zara, or that just pouring out wine on the mizbeach is an avodas zara, or that just bowing down is an avodah zarah. Okay, so you would be chayev because of that on each one of them separately. Fine. So since each one of them is like a different malach of Shabbos, each one of them is a different type of avodah zarah. So that's exactly the same. And where would you be chayev only one if you did it in many ways? Well, there's also hena. You can do many things which boil down to one iser. What is that? That it was a shigat avodat kochavim uzedon avodot. You knew that the things that you're doing are considered to be avodas, but you did not know that this is an avodah zarah. So then you only made one mistake. Same way, you didn't know today was Shabbos. You thought today was Sunday. You didn't know this was an avodah zarah. You thought that it was a kosher avodah shamai, let's say, right? So exactly the same thing. So what are you telling me that this would be dependent in the machlokas? Everybody would be able to learn it directly out of the hena. And if you did learn it out of the hena, so then what I just said was wrong. Before you said before was wrong. That if you don't have anywhere to learn it out, then of course you will certainly learn out from Ishtachavoya, Chiluk Avodas. But over here we do have where to learn it out from. And therefore, maybe Enachinami, it would be only a lav to be mishtachave. Now, when it says, by the way, only a lav to be mishtachave, obviously it doesn't mean to be mishtachave b'mezid, because the Torah says beferish that v'otzeitat aishahu eto aishayi, and that was said on ishtachavoya. So it would be a fascinating case where if you did something b'mezid with hasra, you'd be chayev skila. But if you did it b'shogeg, you'd only be involved in a lav. Weird, right? Okay, but that's what we would have to conclude. Says the Gemara, you can't make it fit avodah zarah, because there's no such case. How could I not realize that the tshigigas avodah kechavim? You're telling me that I have to apply achas me'achas, heina me'heina, me'achas me'heina, right? So you claim to have been able to make this brisa match up with all of those people. all of those ways of doing the different things, all of those examples. And you said that one of the cases is where he knows that what he's doing is an act of Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't know that this is Avodah Zarah. So tell me what the case is. A guy's walking by this beautiful church, which remarkably looks exactly like the big shul in town. And he thinks, wow, what a beautiful shul. And I want to bow down to the Aron Kodesh as I go by to show my kavod to the Aron Kodesh. So he bows down in front of the shul, you know. And then he finds out, no, actually it was a church and he was bowing down to the cross. Like we said before, I mean, he didn't mean to bow down to anything but Libo L'Shamayim. Now, that's not called Avodah Zarah. Okay, so what's the case? Like we said before, he sees a beautiful statue of the king. All right, he bows down to it, thinking that he's honoring the king, which we learned out yesterday, is dafka something that is mutter. La'adam kamotcha, you're allowed to bow down. But then, if that's the case, mamonoshach, if he was mekabel this statue on himself as a god, and then at the time that he bowed down, he's amazed. If he only thought that he was bowing down out of kavod to the melech, what's the difference if he finds out afterwards that everyone else in town thinks it's a god? He was only bowing down to the melech, so then lo klumi, he didn't do anything. Maybe he'll tell me, okay, what it's talking about over here is he knew it was an Avodah Zarah, but he thought there's no Isra of Avodah Zarah if you do that Avodah Zarah mi'ahava mi'yira. Now, remember, we had two very different approaches to what ava and yira is, whether it means love and fear of an individual. So you're going with your girlfriend to church and you figure there's nothing wrong with bowing down. I don't believe in this religious garbage anyway, but I'll just do it to make her happy. That was one approach. The other approach was that it was actually Ava and Yira of the Avodah Zarah itself. So you could say that that is the case, but it would only work out according to Abaye, because Abaye says that that actually is an act of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would be Mechayev Yuchatas. But according to Rava, Rava says you're Potter. So that can't be the case either. So the only way that it could work out is where somebody didn't know that there's an Isser of Avodah Zarah. But if he didn't know there was an Isser of an Avodah Zarah, how did he know that there was these Avodahs? You're telling me that even though he did many Avodahs and he ought to be chayev on each one separately, but since he only did one by not knowing it's an Avodah Zarah, but he didn't know that each one of these was an Avodah either. Ah, it would obviously mean that we don't necessarily need him to know that this is an Avodah that would have been Usser if he would have known it was an Avodah Zarah. We had exactly that question, Benogea Shabbos. Rava asked Rav Nachman, suppose he doesn't know either, okay? He doesn't know about Shabbos, and he doesn't know, so he thinks today's not Shabbos anyway, and he doesn't know anything about the malachas. He doesn't know any of the malachas are usher. And Rava didn't have any basis to answer that. And now we would have to be tifshu. If you're going to be mefarish the pasuk of Achas Mi'ena in terms of Avodah Zarah, you would have to actually resolve what Rava had asked. Because here it's saying exactly that case. The guy doesn't know about Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't know about each of these avodahs, and it's saying he would only be mechayev one carbon. That's how you were darshaning the achas me'enu me'enu me'achas. So then tifshot, you'd obviously be saying enu chayev el achas. And this is the only way the case could work out, that he didn't know either. He didn't know about avodah zarah. He didn't know that this was a way to do avodah zarah. Okay, so what's your problem? So Rava didn't know, and I know, okay? I don't understand what's bothering you. So, oh, gosh, I'm a tifshot, fine. So let's actually resolve the question. What does that prove? I still say that this pasuk is obviously could be just as much an application to Avodah Zarah as it is to Shabbos. So why don't that means that there was the whole question of what Rabbi Abba was saying, that there's a difference, it's dependent on the question of Chiluk Malachas. Chiluk Malachas that was okay over there could be over here solved by knowing it from Achas Mehena. Says the Gemara, you're forgetting one very unfortunate fact, and that is, this pasuk can't be referring to Avodas Chachamim. What? Why not? It says, Achas Mikom Mitzvot Hashem. Is it Mitzvot Hashem Avodas Chachamim? Yeah, but what does it say after that? What happens if you do Achas Mikom Mitzvot Hashem? So if you're a Yachid, you bring either a Kivsa or a Seira, and if you're a Kohen Mashiach, you bring a Par, and if you're a Nasi, you bring a Sawyer. That's what it says. This is the introduction to the all of the different Chataot at the beginning of Ayikra. Could that be referring to Avodah Zarah? No. Because as we spoke about yesterday, what's the din by Avodah Zarah? Everybody, Kohen Mashiach, Nasi, Yochid, everybody brings only a Korban Seira. There is no Kivsa. There is no Sayer. There is no Par. So how could this be referring to Avodah Zarah? Did you forget that unfortunate fact? It says Beferish after this. Okay, what will you do? Well, if you're a Kohen Mashiach, you bring a Par. If you're a Nasi, you bring a Sayer. If you're a Yochid, you bring a Kispa Seira. But none of that is true by Avodah Zarah, because by Avodah Zarah, it says Nefesh, and that means all of them are exactly the same. Shavin, Shabbaseira, even Rebbe and the Rabbanan that we spoke about, Lagabi the Din, of the Kohen, whether he needs Hoirah, but they're made of that certainly the carbon that you bring is only a carbon Seira. So this argument, throw it off the table and don't dare discuss this with me any further because it's absolutely ridiculous. Vesulomini, I'm sick of this. It's so obvious that it's impossible that this could be referring to Avodas Kerchomi. Ridiculous. All right, so then that would mean that we would have to know, the only place that we would know Chiluk would not be from Achas Mehena. The only place would be that it would be learned from Hishtach Havoya. Okay, so then it must be that Reb Zakkai is completely and totally wrong. Because, I mean, he's claiming that there would be no Chiluk Malachas, and I'm telling you, everybody, Reb Yossi, Reb Nosson, in this case would be Moida, that of course we have an option of saying that the Dover Shiatzim and Akal was the Lamed Akal Kulo in the Din of Chiluk Malachas would be Hishtach Avoya would certainly be coming to tell me Chiluk Avedais. And that the only reason that by Shabbos we went to tell me that it's a lav was because we had an alternative from Achas Mehena. You do not have an alternative over here. So cut it out. It's clear that what it is that Reb Zakkai says is wrong. Wow. Now, the truth is that there was a whole different narrative about what it was that Reb Zakkai had said to Reb Yochanan. He also, Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So when Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda came to Bavel, he said, this is not what happened. The Braisa that Reb Zakkai had said to Reb Yochanan was not the Braisa that you said. It was a different Braisa. He said, Chomer b'Shabbat b'Shar Mitzvot, v'Chomer b'Shar Mitzvot b'Shabbat. In some ways, Shabbos is more Chomer than other mitzvahs, and in some ways, other mitzvahs are more Chomer than Shabbos. In what sense? Chomer b'Shabbat. When it comes to Shabbat, also shtayim be'alem echot chayav al kol achas v'achas. So if you did two Yisrei Shabbos with one forgetting, you'd be chayav on each one of those separately. Basha'in came b'shar mitzvot. In other mitzvahs, we're going to have to explain what this braita might mean. But first, let's finish the braita, then the Gemara will explain it. Basha'in came b'shar mitzvot. On the other hand, other mitzvot are more chomer than Shabbos, because in other mitzvot, if you did an act that was totally below mitkaven, you could still be chayav. So even though you didn't have any kind of kavona, and you were just like a misasek, you would be chayav. We'll have to explain why, what that's talking about. Basha'in came b'Shabbos, but if this happens on Shabbos where we define melacha as melechas machsheves, then that would not be the case. Okay, now let me explain the braita to you first, all right? Omar, you said chomer b'Shabbat, shashabbat, asashtayim, that if on Shabbos, you do two, you'd be chayav on each one of them. Masha Inkin, in other cases, what do you mean you did two? Hefidami, you mean you did, let's say, you did two malachas, okay? So you also did katsira and you also did tchina. So you harvested something and then you ground it. Yeah, right? And you did this in one forgetting. You didn't know that you had done an iser between them. So then you would still be chayav, you're saying two. Okay. But that doesn't work because you said that would not be the case in any other mitzvah. Well, give me an example. Where would it not be the case? For instance, what? The kavosik gabishar mitzvot would be what? He eats chelev and he eats dam. I mean, you'd be chayav two different things. If eating chalev is one iser, dam is another iser. So in both cases, by Shabbos, you'd be chayav two, one for each one of the malachas, for the ktsira, and then for the tchina. And the same thing would be true of the chalev adam. You'd be chayav two. You'd be chayav ochatarti mechayav. Okay. So then maybe, what would be the case that the Braita is talking about over here, that we said, when it comes to other mitzvahs, you're only chayav one. Tell me what that would be. Maybe it would mean a case of, sorry, I went a little bit ahead. So that would be, since it doesn't make any sense to compare it to other mitzvahs, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, go teach it to the birds. Sa'ani de'amale, pok tani livra. But why would that be so obvious? There's a simple way to explain the Braita, my kusha. Here's the way to understand it. Dilmel yolam e'malach, di'ovet k'tira vitrina. Yes. The case on Shabbos, where you'll be chayev too, is, like we said, you both did k'tira and t'china. And then, you know why he says, mashe'in ken b'shar mitzvot? I'll tell you why. That's coming to tell me that when it comes to avodas kerchavim, you would only be chayev one. What didn't mean all other mitzvahs. It meant with another mitzvah that is similar in this way to Shabbos, meaning there's different ways to be doing it. When it comes to avodas kerchavim, you would only be chayev one. Kedor Rabbani. The Omer Rabbani, if you did zvicha, haktara, nisuch, and it was all behelam echad, eno chayav ela achat. Okay, now this is very confusing because we just went through the braita that we said Rabbi Zakkai had taught to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan threw him out and said, go teach it to the birds. And we ended up, the Gemara saying, there was no way to make this braita make any sense. Now we're bringing a braita in which we suddenly discover Rabbi Ami's shita, that Rabbi Ami says, we're going to see he learns this out of a pasuk, that Rabbi Ami says exactly what it was that the braita that Rabbi Zakkai said before. And here we're saying, yes, that would be true. Because we didn't know at the time that Rabbi Zakkai said it, that there's another mocker to come up with this idea that you're only chayav one, even though you did it in so many different ways. So the Gemara is quite confusing. Okay, so first, we, on the basis of what we knew at the time, we supported Rabbi Yochanan throwing Rabbi Zakkai out and saying you should go teach it to the birds because we couldn't figure out a way that there would not be chiluk avedas for avedas zara, right? It's got to be. Everybody would agree there's chiluk avedas. Now it turns out that Rabbi Ami, and we're going to see how he knows it, that Rabbi Ami actually proves that there is no chiluk malachas by avedas zara, and that would be the din. So you're now going to say that this braita would make sense if it would be telling me, let's contrast Shabbos to Avodas Kerchavim, right? Because Rabbi Ami says, if you do all these different Avodas, you'd only be chayav one. But if that is true, then why did Rabbi Yochanan tell Rabbi Zakkai in the second version, why did he tell him to go teach it to the birds? Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, because you cannot learn that the Braita is referring to Avodas Kerchavim. Listen, guys, I really get the feeling that everybody just disappears on me when I see a bunch of names. So I start feeling like, who am I talking to? Maybe the sugya is not making any sense. I'm not explaining it properly. And I start running out of steam and I get discouraged. And I figure, I don't know, maybe it's just I should cut the daf now. They might not even know that I did. And they think, wow, amazing, we finished the daf so fast. I'll bet you I could even get away with that, talking to all of these pictures. Not one of those pictures would know the difference. Richie would just keep on eating his Ben and Jerry's for the morning. And Naftali would keep on, I won't say what he might be doing, but it's probably some old Talisker at least. So anyway, if I could see you, if I could know that this is making some sense, I might be encouraged. Shall I continue? Tell me you care. Okay, great. Hold up your boosts and vote. Thank you, thank you. It's great having so many boosters. All right, so, says Rabbi Yochanan, yes, what you said made a great deal of sense, but it only explains the first part of the brisa. The second part of the brisa can absolutely not make sense to say that it's contrasting Shabbos Tavadis Kachomet, okay? Look, Tektoni Seifa, Chomer Bishar Mitzvot, that other mitzvot are more Chomer than Shabbos, because with other mitzvot, if you did a shigoga and you didn't have any kavana, you would be chayev. Excuse me? How is there a case like that with Avodas Kochavim? How could this be contrasted to Avodas Kochavim? It can't be. Shogeg Bolom Iskavib Avodas Kochavim. What's the case? We already went through these cases. The guy passes by this beautiful shul, and it turns out it's the church. So if that's the case, Kasova Beta Knessetu, Vishtachavelo, Hare Libo Lishamayim, or the other case. He passes by this beautiful statue of the king. He figures there's probably some hidden video cameras over there. I better do a good job of showing honor to the king. He bows down to it, not realizing that everybody else in town actually thinks it's a god. Okay, so that's what we said. He looked him a manavshach. Ikibli alei beloa. If he considers it to be a god, then he's doing avodah zarah b'mezid. And if not, then he's not doing anything. He's just bowing down to the king. And maybe the case is Ava Meira, but as we already said, then that would only be true according to Abaya. I mean, the Braita is only going to Abaya. According to Rava, who says that it's Potter, what would he do with the Braita? Michael Amima. Okay, you'll say the case is Be'omer Mutter, so that he thought that it was Mutter to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So what do you mean, Masha'ein Kain B'Shabbos? That what, when it comes to Shabbos, you would be Potter? Who says such a thing? You'd be Potter. Nobody thinks that you're Potter. The only question that Rava asked of Reb Nachman is whether you're chayav on each malacha or you're only chayav on one. If elam zev is zev yado, ela ilach yuv echada, ilach yuv etarti, you're chayav one, you're chayav two. But nobody in his right mind ever suggested you won't be chayav anything. So lekalamandi omer that you're potter legamre. So explain to me, says Reb Yochanan, how do you understand the second part of the Braita, if the first part of the Braita is talking about Avodas Kochavim, the second part still won't make any sense. Well, why does it have to be consistent? Why can't we say the first part of the Braita is actually only going to work out if we're contrasting Shabbos and Avodas Zarah? So we're saying, okay, so Shabbos is more Chavim than Avodas Zarah because you're Chayev on each one of the Malachas. And the second part is not contrasting Avodas Kochavim. The second part is contrasting other mitzvahs. So what would be the case? Shogeg b'lo miskavi, the guy had some melted lard, you know, had some melted chalev, and chalev is an iser karas, which brings you to achatas if you swallow it b'shogeg. The guy's got some of this stuff that fell on his lips. He thought it was some saliva, and he swallows it without any kavana to eat anything. And it turns out that he's actually eating this melted chalev. So in that case, he would be, in fact, chayev. The kasavar roku ubol o. Now, the din is that wherever you are over on an iser that is a chiyav chatas, and you also enjoyed it. So over there, when it comes to the chiyav chatas, even though you had no kavana whatsoever, over here you thought you were just swallowing your own saliva, which is not a chila, and indeed in the end it turned out you were swallowing chalev and you were being nene from the chalev, we have the same din. that if it's any of the Isurim that have to do with eating, or it's any of the Isurim that have to do with sex, any of the Arayas, if you had no kavana whatsoever to engage in what you were doing that was going to be b'chayev of you, then if you enjoyed it, you're still going to be chayev, and that's not called eino miskaven klal, because the enjoyment itself connects you to the act. So therefore, the same thing would be true. What would be the case over there by Arayas, as the Rambam says, the case would be the guy is just playing around with a woman. He doesn't intend to penetrate her at all, doesn't intend to even be marrying her, and accidentally, you know, like he fell into the wrong location. But the point is that he did enjoy it, so that would be, even though he had no intention of being over on the Arayas, he would be chayim. So that would be a very nice contrast. So then it says, Masha Inkein b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't have a halacha like that. On Shabbos, if you are a mitasek, since the Torah only asered the meleches machsheves asra Torah, so let's say you see a tomato on the floor. Oh, you'd love to have a tomato. You bend down to pick up the tomato, and you had just dropped a tomato before, little realizing that you just pulled a tomato out of the ground in your garden, and that wasn't the tomato that fell. Oh my gosh, I ended up now picking a tomato on Shabbos. You wouldn't be chayev, because you were not in the least focused on picking tomatoes. All you wanted to do was lift a tomato, or cut a tomato, whatever the case is. So let's say, nitkaven lagbiyat ha-talush v'chatachat ha-mechubar. What's going on here? Who's not muted? Who was it that ate? Who was it that ate garlic? Okay, great. So over there you would be putter. Get Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. That would make out perfectly good. Because it would work out, like Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel said, anybody who was mitasek, meaning he did not have in mind to be doing what he was doing at all, but it turned out to be something that was chelev, or it turned out to be a woman that he ends up sleeping with, that he had no intention of sleeping with her, he would be chayev. Why? Even though it's a mitasek, shekein nehene, because he was having pleasure. Masha Einkein, when it comes to Shabbos, if you're mitasek on Shabbos, you would be putter, because the Torah says only meleches machsheves. So that's a perfectly good way of explaining what that braita meant. Chomer b'Shabbos mi b'Shar Mitzvah, so Chomer b'Shar Mitzvah mi b'Shabbos. What's the problem? So why did Rabbi Yochanan tell Rabbi Zakkai to go teach it to the birds? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan is actually very consistent. All over Shas we've had that Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitato. Rabbi Yochanan says, I never explain a Mishnah or a Braita by changing the topic in the middle. If the first part of it was talking about Avodah Zarah versus Shabbos, then the second part has got to be talking about Avodah Zarah versus Shabbos. You cannot juxtapose things and talk about a different case, pretending that that's supposed to be a nice juxtaposition. It's ridiculous. And we know that that's what Rabbi Yochanan is. Lo muki mas nisa resha b'chad taima v'seifa b'chad taima. Because we had this in Bava Metzia. So we had the Mishnah that seemed to be a complete contradiction. Was it going Aliba the Rabbi Yishmael? Was it going Aliba the Rabbi Akiva? I'm not going to go into all of the details over there, but if you remember, there was a machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, about whether if you took something, you put it back, whether that is considered to be putting it back, even though the owner didn't know about it. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's fine. And now you're back again as being the Shomer. And Rabbi Akiva holds no. It's considered to be that you took it, and unless you told him where it is, that now it's back in that place, and then the din would be that you would be chayev. Fine. And if you didn't tell him, if anything happens to it that normally you would have been put on as a shomer, you end up being chayev. Now, the problem is that the Mishnah talks about if you had the the bikodon that you had over there, and it breaks before, it's mechalik between if you were miyached a makom for it, you weren't miyached a makom for it, and that would not make sense according to Rabbi Yishmael, whereas the other part would make sense, but not according to Rabbi Akiva. And it would be easy to explain the Braita, but Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't change the case. If it's the same case, then how do you explain this Mishnah? Manda metargim lechavis, aliba the chatana. If you can explain that Mishnah, where the chavis was the pikadain, and there would work out according to either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, I don't care, but just make it consistent, please. Movilna mane batri lebe masuta, I would carry his backpack with his clothes. I would carry it to the mikveh. Anyway, that would explain why alibet Rabbi Akiva, alibet Rabbi Yochanan, we would have to ask the Reb Zakkai to please go teach it to the birds. But meanwhile, it turns out that what we've ended up with is actually accepting the din that Reb Zakkai had said in the first Braita, and here we're accepting it because of this new limud that we had before, that we said, well, we have a marker, according to Rabbi Ami, that you're only going to be chayev one thing, even if you do zivuah, kitur, nisuch, and so on. So let's just look at that, because like, how come all of a sudden we changed everything? Well, gufa. Omer Rabbi Ami, zibach, v'kiter, v'niseich, be'alem echad, eno chayev ela achat. And we've shown that the logic of the previous Braita, where Reb Zakkai claimed exactly that, didn't make any sense. Omer Abaye, so my time at a Rabbi Ami, how would it make sense that all of a sudden Reb Ami would be able to say, why doesn't he also, like we learned before, that the Torah said ishtachavoya specifically to teach me that your mechuyev be chiluk avodes, the same way that we would paskin legabe Shabbos. He learns it from a pasuk. Since it says, lo ta'ovdeim, look how it puts it together. Lo tishtachaveh lahem, lo ta'ovdeim. Oh, wait a minute. So that means that what you're saying then, hakatuv asa'an kulan avoda achat, it's actually, we're viewing what you claim to be this separate ishtachavoya, is actually all part of the Lot of Dame. And we certainly don't need to have another Isser of Avodah Zorah, so why does it say it over here specifically in context of this Ishtachavoya? Therefore, it must be coming to tell me. The very Ishtachavoya that you claim is there for Chiluk Malachas is Bedafka not Chiluk Malachas. It's only part of the Lot of Dame. And therefore, there won't be a separate chiyav for the ishtachavoya. There will only be the chiyav of lov tovdeim. Wow, what an insight into the pasuk. But I don't understand. How could Abaye be the one who says that about Rabbi Ami if Abaye was the whole mocker of why we were derish ishtachavoya to mean chiluk? He says, why does the Torah say three separate circuits, all of which teach me the same thing, the Yisr of Ishtachavoya? So we had the Lo Tishtachave Lahem that we just spoke about, Ki Lo Tishtachave Le'el Acher, Lo Tishtachave Le'elohehem. This is completely repetitious. So why does the Torah mention three separate times? The truth is that there's more than these times. This is only in Shmos. But the other times are in the second Luchais, where that was a machlokas really in the Gemara, but it's in Veschanan. So Veschanan is a repeat of the Luchas that we mentioned earlier, that we don't consider this to be, just because Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the Luchas doesn't mean that it's a separate answer. So, okay, so we're only going to be talking about these three. So why does it say three? So one of them is to teach me whether Hishtach Avoya was an acceptable modality of Aveda. That's Likadarka. One of them is talking about a case where it's not even recognized as a way to pay respect to this particular Avodah Zarah. And one of them, dig this. This is Abaye himself. is lechalek that ishtach avoya, like we said, was a dover shaya bechlal, v'yotzam in a klal alameid, that you're chayav on ishtach avoya alone, lo alameid al atzmo yatza, lo alameid al haklal kulo yatza. So according to him, ishtach avoya is dafka coming to tell me chiluk. And here he's explaining Rebbe Ami as saying, since it says lo tishtach avelahem v'lo te'ovdeim, that dafka ishtach avoya is not coming with chiluk, what the heck is going on? No, what's the problem? Come on. He came to explain Rebbe Ami. He's not saying I agree with Rebbe Ami. So the Dvar of the Rebbe Ami Kama, he's saying obviously Rebbe Ami was understanding the Lot Ishtach HaVelem V'Lot HaVdeim as being a contradiction to the concept of Chiluk. I disagree. V'lei lo svira lei. He holds that maybe it's another Isser for Avodah Zarah, whatever. Okay, more to be seen tomorrow in this machlokas, Bezrat Hashem. Whew, quite amazing, what can I tell you? To see the luchas opening up in such a way, every dia, God, it's marvelous. You're like deaf, dumb, and blind before you read the Gemaras. You don't even hear what the Torah is saying. And to see the beauty of like each element, how it interacts with every element, it's so poetic, I don't know. These people who think they know something about literature, they should learn a little bit of this Nezikin. I don't learn about literature.